Even those who have never seen the movies know the name, Secret Agent Jason Bourne, a human wrecking machine played by Matt Damon.
I remember everything.
You're never going to find any peace. Not till you admit to yourself who you really are.
I know who I am.
This is Jason Bourne.
The latest in the series is called simply Jason Bourne, and it's out today. Film critic Kenneth Turan joined us to talk about it. Good morning.
Morning, Renee.
9 years since Matt Damon has been in a Bourne movie. That's a pretty long time, and it seems unusual for a star of a movie franchise that successful to take so long to sign on to another one. What was happening there?
Well, it wasn't for lack of wanting to do one. I mean, Matt Damon has said in interviews that whenever he's in airports, first thing fans say to him is, when are you going to make another Bourne movie? And so he's wanted to do one, but he and Paul Greengrass, who's the director, they wanted to make sure that they did one that had relevance, that really worked as a thriller and worked in the real world as well.
Okay, so does it have relevance? Talk to us about the plot.
Well, it does. I mean, you know, obviously first there's the thriller aspect of it where Jason Bourne, the personal aspect for him, he's always is in these films. He wants to find out more about his past, about how he became who he was. And so he's doing that. But also as he's investigating this, he stumbles upon a plot, a CIA kind of dark black ops operation that's going to involve full spectrum surveillance. That's going to involve a lot of the questions that really are in the news today, questions of personal privacy against public safety, questions that really we can hear, and we can hear in this clip, a name that will sound familiar to people.
We've just been hacked. Could be worse than Snowden.
Facial recognition got a hit.
That's Jason Bourne.
Why would he come back now?
One of the things I love about this film, and you can hear it in that clip, is in addition to the name Snowden, you hear the urgency. You hear everyone is tense. Everyone is on point. Everyone is worried. Everyone is active. And they carry you along, and that's one of the reasons they're so good.
Well, does sound like you really liked it.
Oh, yes, I did. It's really a compulsively watchable film, very propulsive. They've got a great new cast of villains, Alicia Vikander, Tommy Lee Jones, Vincent Cassel. It's got a look because both Greengrass and cinematographer Barry Ackroyd have documentary experience. It feels really real. Vincent Cassel was quoted as saying, it manages to make everything look like images stolen from reality. And, you know, they're not saying that about James Bond.
Well, I'm going to take a guess here, though, that even though they may be stealing images from reality, there's a lot of pretty grim reality happening these days, especially around terrorism, hacking, and all kinds of things. I wonder if it's partly about escape going to a movie like this, but also partly about having a moment where you feel like you might have some control and there might be something close to a happy ending.
Yeah, I mean, I consider this film kind of controlled escapism or engaged escapism, you know, where you really have it both ways. You have a hero doing heroic things, triumphing, but he's not doing it in some fantasy Marvel universe. He's doing it in today's real world. And in some ways, I think that's extremely satisfying. And these films have been, I think, very successful because audiences find that satisfying as well. It's bringing fantasy into real problems, and that's a very seductive combination.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. The new movie is Jason Bourne. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Renee.